just heard Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. She is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. She spoke with John Dorsey yesterday. Yesterday, right, Mary Kay? Wasn't this morning, right, yesterday?
Yeah, no, that was yesterday, and then we talked to Freddie today for about a half an hour.
All right, well, let's start, because I was reading your article from this morning, or I read it this morning, about your interview with John Dorsey. And one of the things that stood out to me was when you asked him about Jamie Collins. You know, when you asked him about, like, Greg Robinson and the other free agents, he was like, yeah, we want to sign them. We're talking about – but he was a little more vague about Jamie Collins. Sounded to me, reading between the lines, what you wrote about Jamie Collins, that it's all but a short thing that Collins is gone. Did you take it that way as well?
Well, you know what? He did leave the door open to something like that. Like you said, he didn't say, you know, no, he's 100% with us going forward, and we don't mind paying him $10.5 million this year. So it did lead me to believe that there will be some discussion about, you know, the money part of it. And then I'm sure that, you know, they could possibly present Jamie with an opportunity to restructure the contract, perhaps, or something along those lines. But I really doubt that they are going to pay him that $10.5 million.
I think, Mary Kay, that Freddie and this new staff, they want to see what sort of attitude this guy comes back with. It's a new staff. It's a different scheme, different coaches, and they want to find out if this guy's going to buy in. And if he is, then I think they'll probably give him a chance. And, yeah, maybe they restructured the deal, because that is a lot of cash for Jamie Collins. But I'm not convinced that he's definitely getting cut. Put it that way.
No, I don't think it's definite at all, because here's the thing. Steve Wilks has to come in and evaluate the tape and see what he thinks. And he's going to have some input in this.
Yes, he is.
And if he thinks that he can be a key part of the defense and wants him around, then in his first year as defensive coordinator here, I'm sure that John Dorsey would try to do that for him. So some of it's going to come down to what Steve Wilks wants, and then if they're willing to pay all that money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jamie Collins, too. I mean, maybe he needs to meet with Steve Wilks and see if he is willing and ready to buy in like that.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. Mary Kay, obviously it was a good end to the season for the Browns, and they appear to be on the verge of going to the playoffs. Whether, you know, I think they'll go this next year, but whether it's next year or the year after, it feels like they're about to start a run where they're going to have some good seasons, and we haven't seen consistent winning. You've been covering this team a long time. You've never seen consistent winning since you've been covering the team, and you've been covering the team for a while. So what's it like? Like, this offseason is a totally different feel. It's not about finding a quarterback after this year. Hopefully it won't be about finding a coach. It's about finding pieces to fit the talent they already have heading into winning. Is it weird to adjust to that type of offseason?
Well, it is weird to be down here at the Senior Bowl not looking at quarterbacks for once.
Yes.
Right? Because, yes. I mean, really, since 1999, that's what it has been all about almost every single year. Not every year, but most years, it's been about that. And, you know, I just remember being here. Dustin, you remember being here with Baker Mayfield last year, Josh Allen, talking to those guys, chasing them around, trying to get them to talk and things like that. So, you know, that's just so much progress for this organization. And not only that, I mean, to watch those games this past weekend, the AFC and NFC championship games, and to think that the Browns might have a quarterback that can stack up with guys like that, and that, you know, in a season or two, you know, that they could be at that level. It really is mind-boggling to think that, and also to consider that they are in a position now where, you know, they can pick and choose, and they can say, yeah, well, you know, all we really need to do is take the best player at every single position in the draft. Yep. There's really nothing that they're desperate to have.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, Mary Kay, and just looking at it and seeing how this team could legitimately be a playoff team next year. I don't know how much you've heard of our show over the last couple of weeks, but Adam and I have been going back and forth about expectations, and, you know, he thinks that anything short of 9 or 10 wins is a huge disappointment next year. And I said, well, I hear what you're saying, but let's not go too crazy with it. I said if the Browns won 8 games, I'd be okay with it. I'd be a little disappointed maybe that they didn't make the playoffs, but they're taking steps, right, to building that winning culture and all that stuff here in Cleveland.
It's a disaster if they don't win 9 or 10. Disaster.
You think it's a disaster like Adam the Bull?
Yeah, well, considering that they should have won a couple of more games this year and that they would have if not for a few crazy calls and or for some missed kicks, I do think that they need to be up in the actually probably double digits, but at least 9, I would say 9, 10, 11 victories needs to be where the bar has to be set for next year. And playoffs has to be the expectation.
It's just so hard to win 10 games and going from a team that is used to winning 3, 4, 5 games tops a season and they won one game with this awful coach we had before. It's just, I don't know. I'm just looking at it from a baby steps perspective and how can this team grow. But I get it. And, yeah, I do think the Browns can be a playoff team. Adam thinks I'll be picking them to win 12 games in the fall. I don't know if I'll go that far.
No doubt.
But when you have your quarterback, you know, that changes everything.
It really does.
Right? I mean, when you look at even a team like the 49ers, you put Jimmy Garoppolo in the mix, and you're winning a bunch of games.
Sure.
You take him back out because he gets injured, and you're not winning games. So the Browns have their quarterback now. So the expectations can and should be high. And the other thing that you have to look at is, look at what these young quarterbacks have done over the past couple of years, okay? Carson Wentz basically got the Eagles to the Super Bowl last year. Jared Goff got them there this year. Patrick Mahomes almost got them there this year. So there's a lot of success happening early on with these really young quarterbacks.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. It is amazing, right? After all the failed draft picks at the position, they have found Baker. He got his opportunity, and he took advantage of it. Listen, we don't know for sure on Baker because you never know. Guys have good rookie years and once in a while go backwards, and you know. But at this point, Mary Kay, it's hard to believe that Baker won't end up in the next couple of years, if not by next year, becoming a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. That's how I see it. What about you?
Well, you know, I 100% agree. I mean, if you just look at what he did in the last half of last season, he was one of the hottest quarterbacks in the NFL with 19 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, a 106.2 rating, and they kept him upright. He was only sacked 5 times. And that, you know, that should even get better this year. Yep. I mean, everyone's going to bring their A game for him and Freddie, of course, now, and they will have some film on him, but I just think he's so accurate and can slip out of trouble and do so many things so well that I think he's going to be okay even against good defenses. And they'll add more talent for him. I would expect that they'll add maybe another tight end, another couple of receivers, maybe upgrade the offensive line a little bit, although I think they're in pretty good shape there. But I just think that they have what they need for him to be a top 10 quarterback.
Mary Kay, let's talk a little bit about these new coaches that they've added here, specifically Todd Monken, who comes over from Tampa Bay, had a great little run there, even with Jameis Winston and Fitzpatrick, putting up big points in terms of offense. I spoke to a couple people last night that were like, man, that is a home run hire for Freddie Kitchens. I don't know a lot about him, but, I mean, you're down here talking to people, too. I mean, it seemed like that's a pretty good hire.
It really is a good hire, and I think if you look at the situation, he had head coach interviews this year. That's the kind of job that he did with that offense last year, that he garnered head coaching attention. So I think that shows you the caliber of offensive coordinator that they hired. And I think the only reason, or not the only reason, but a large reason why he came here is because of Baker Mayfield. I mean, and other things too. But, I mean, if you hitch your wagon to Baker Mayfield right now, chances are, if you're an offensive coordinator or an offensive coach, life is going to be,
really good
over the next few years. So he's really good. Came here willing to do this and give up play calling duties.
Yeah.
So, I think he's going to be good. He's very well versed in the air raid offense. So I think that's going to be really good for Baker Mayfield. I think he's going to play to his strengths and really take him to the next level.
We're talking with Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com. You talked about some of the offensive holes or areas where they may feel needs, but we were talking about this before, Mary Kay. The Browns are in a great position where there's, unlike most years, where there's not a position they have to take. I do think, in my opinion, the biggest need would be a bookend pass rusher for Myles Garrett, but they could really, in the first round, besides quarterback or running back, take anything. What do you think about the first round, and what do you think is their biggest need?
Well, I do like the idea of another edge rusher. I do think that that would take a little bit of heat off of Myles Garrett, and I think he needs that. So that's definitely one position. It almost seems to me like they're pretty happy with Greg Robinson at left tackle. From talking to John Dorsey yesterday, I mean, he...
I think they have a chance to really get his career back on track. Fourth overall pick.
Yeah, I mean, he spoke second overall
pick. Yep,
He spoke very, very highly yesterday of Greg Robinson, which led me to believe that they think he can be that guy. And I think that's in part because Baker is so elusive. I mean, he can slip away from trouble. So, you know, you don't have to, you know, just be protecting a statue back there all the time. So they might be onto something there. But wide receiver is another position. I mean, if you stay there at 17 and there's a really good wide receiver, I do think that they could use a really good, solid X that can really help Baker just light it up.
Well, and Jarvis has a hard time getting open, and he needs to have somebody else to take a little bit of heat off him. Because, listen, you could double-team Jarvis all you want and take him out. Take him away. I mean, he's not the fastest guy in the world. He's not the best route runner. Got really good hands, but like he's not a like you say, he's not an X.
Yeah, and I think they could use that guy. Now, Breshad Perriman and Rashard Higgins, those guys are both free agents, so they have to decide, you know, do they want to...
They want Perriman back, I know that much.
Yeah, I mean, do they want to invest the money in those guys? And I think they do. John Dorsey said they've already started extension talks with them, as well as they have with Greg Robinson. So, and again, you can't coach that kind of speed that Breshad...
No, you cannot.
He is, you know, stretching defenses, and when you have a guy like Baker throwing you the football... you can make a guy like Perriman come back to life, and they really have.
Yep.
Mary Kay, Browns training camp definitely going to be in Berea again in 2019?
From what I understand, yeah. I mean, we haven't heard anything different at this point. So, you know, at this time, I think it's a little late to try to change that. So I would expect it to be here this year.
All right. I hope it's we don't know any details about training camp yet, right, in terms of time of day.
The
they
times,
don't have
like
that
when
for a
Freddie
while.
Kitchens practice and things like that. No,
we
clue,
don't.
Right?
We don't know any of that.
Too early.
You know what's going to happen on Monday? He's going to go back into the office and get with his entire staff, and this is going to be just the start of that staff coming together. You know, putting their cards out on the table, showing you know what they have in terms of schemes and learning everything. Freddie's got a big learning curve ahead of him. He has to. When we talked to him today, he doesn't really even know what the air raid offense is.
Really.
Yeah, he does. He said, I don't even really know what that is. So he has to learn that. Not that they're going to be – they will incorporate elements of that.
I like how humble he is about what he doesn't know.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, he's got to learn that. He's got to learn the defense. He's got to learn special teams and what those guys are up to. So that's what's going on over the next few weeks is those guys all coming together as a staff.
We know they have a ton of cap space, Mary Kay. Do you – you know, but usually the team that wins free agency doesn't necessarily win – in the season. It's usually bad teams that spend a ton in free agency. Do you expect them to go crazy in free agency or to just kind of fill the gaps here and there with reasonable contracts?
I think they'll fill the gaps there, but I also think that John Dorsey does a really nice job of acquiring good players in trades.
And I
think that's one place where he has really shined in bringing in guys like that for whatever reason – they have kind of worn out their welcome with their previous team, and they feel like they can get the best out of him here. Those are the kinds of guys I would sort of look for him to try to bring in again.
Mary Kay, good stuff as always. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.